Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something every Strata committee member needs to know, how to run an AGM in New South Wales.
And if you have ever sat through one of those meetings feeling a bit lost, or you are about to join a committee for the first time, this one is for you.
The article is called Running a Strata AGM in NSW, a step-by-step guide for committees. It walks through the whole process, start to finish.
So why does the AGM matter so much? Is it just a box tick once a year?
Not at all. The AGM is the meeting where the money for the year gets set, the budget is approved, and the committee is elected. Get it right, and the scheme runs smoothly for 12 months. Get it wrong, and decisions can be challenged or invalid.
That is pretty significant. So what actually happens at one?
The article breaks it into 7 steps. It starts before the meeting even happens. Step 1 is preparing and issuing the notice. Every owner has to get written notice ahead of time with the agenda and the supporting papers, like the financial statements and the proposed budget.
How far in advance does that notice go out?
The timeframe is set in the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and the article is careful to say you need to confirm the current notice period with NSW Fair Trading or your Strata managing agent. Getting it wrong can put the whole meeting at risk.
So don't just assume you know the number. Actually check.
Yes, and step 2 is the agenda itself. The article calls it the backbone of the meeting. A typical AGM agenda covers the financial statements, the budgets and levies, the committee election, insurance, and any special motions like a bylaw change.
And only what is on the agenda can actually be decided, right?
That's exactly right. If something important gets left off, it can't be voted on. So getting the agenda right before the meeting is critical.
Okay, what about the money side of things? That is where it gets real for owners.
Step 3 is reviewing the financials. Owners see how their levies were used over the past year across both funds. The article makes the point that clear, accurate financial statements make this part straightforward. Patchy records, it says, make it painful.
I can imagine. Then you vote on what to spend next year?
That's step 4. Owners approve the budget for the coming year and the levies that go with it. And there are 2 separate funds. The administrative fund covers day-to-day running costs. The capital works fund is for major future works.
So your levies are actually split across both of those. People don't always realize that.
They are. The article suggests reading their guide on the 2 funds before the meeting if you're new to the role. Good prep makes the vote make sense when you get there.
Then comes the election. What does that look like in practice?
Step 5. Owners or their nominees put themselves forward and the meeting votes them in. The number of positions and how the election runs are set by the Act, so confirm the current rules with NSW Fair Trading or your managing agent before going in.
What about the actual voting on motions? Not just the election, but everything else on the agenda.
Step 6. Most decisions go through on an ordinary majority, but some bigger ones, like changing a bylaw, needs what's called a special resolution, which requires a higher level of agreement. Owners who can't attend may be able to vote by proxy, depending on what the scheme permits.
And there's a quorum requirement too?
Yes. A quorum is the minimum participation needed for the votes to count. If you don't have it, the decisions are not valid. The chair keeps things to the agenda and makes sure the quorum is in place before the votes start.
And then what happens after the meeting wraps up?
Step 7, the minutes. After the meeting, the decisions are recorded and distributed to owners within the required timeframe. The minutes are the official record. They protect the committee if a decision is ever questioned, and they keep absent owners across what was decided.
So they're not just a formality. They actually matter legally.
Very much so. Specific, clearly written minutes are a core part of good governance, as the article puts it.
So if you're on a committee and you want to walk into your next AGM actually knowing what's going on, what is the one thing to focus on?
Do the preparation before the meeting, not during it. Read the agenda, know the 2 funds, understand what needs an ordinary majority versus a special resolution, and make sure that notice goes out correctly and on time.
Simple things, but they make a real difference to how the whole year runs.
They do. The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to go deeper, Archer Institute has a Strata Members CPD course covering meetings, motions, the funds, and committee duties, all in plain English.
Online and self-paced, so you can fit it around your schedule.
With real Australian-based support when you need it, you can call the team on 1800 069 273. Archer Institute is a nationally recognised trading provider, RTO 45020, with courses across NSW, QLD, Vic, and the ACT. Thanks for listening.